Pushing for better care for people with PSP and CBD. Mark Jackson, Director of Policy and Influencing. One of our top priorities has been shining a light on the challenges many people with PSP and CBD face in getting access to NHS Continuing Healthcare, CHC. CHC is a package of care provided outside hospital for people with complex ongoing health needs. For those living with PSP and CBD, it can be life-changing, covering the cost of care and supporting joined-up, person-centred services. Our State of NHS Continuing Healthcare report, published in May, found that fewer than one in five people living in England and Wales who applies for the standard pathway of CHC receives it. Many face long waits, and there are stark postcode lotteries. These findings reflect what we hear from our community, with many describing the system as broken. In response, we launched our hashtag FixCHC campaign as part of June's PSP and CBD Awareness Week. More than 260 of you wrote to your MPs sharing personal stories and calling for change. You highlighted the need for better training for NHS staff, involving condition experts in assessments and fully funding the system. Thanks to your efforts, PSPA was able to engage with several MPs with written questions to the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care on NHS CHC. Thank you to everyone who wrote to their MP and contributed to the hashtag FixCHC campaign. Every email has helped raise awareness and push for a fairer CHC system for people with PSP and CBD. I'd also like to thank everybody who has completed the PSPA Survey 2025. Your feedback shapes everything we do, from the services we provide to the campaigns we undertake on your behalf. Nearly 500 people completed the online survey this summer, and paper copies have been sent to those who couldn't take part online. Early findings show that many familiar challenges remain, from long waits for diagnosis, frequent misdiagnosis, often as Parkinson's, and a lack of understanding about PSP and CBD among healthcare professionals. Carers have also told us about the emotional and physical strain of caring, and the toll it takes on their well-being. If you've received a paper copy but haven't yet sent it back, please do. The more feedback we receive, the better we can represent the PSP and CBD community and ensure your priorities shape our future plans. We'll share the results from the survey in PSPA Matters next year. Looking ahead to 2026, we'll continue to raise the profile of PSP and CBD among policymakers and healthcare leaders. Plans include hosting a Westminster briefing event, attending key medical and care conferences, and keeping PSP and CBD firmly on the agenda in national debates from NHS and social care reform to discussions on assisted dying. Thank you once again to everyone who has supported our work this year. Together, we're ensuring that the voices of people affected by PSP and CBD are heard.